The Lazy Girl Guide.
We're back. We're together. And we're back.
We're still together because we're filming two on the same day.
We really had to optimize our time that Gig has in Australia. She's here for, 7 days?
Yeah.
A week.
In and out.
This girl is booked and ready to go.
She's booked and busy.
You do something on every single day with someone. You've booked lunches, dinners.
Yeah.
Everything.
I had to.
Gig's got many friends. Gig's got lots of people that...
Gig has many family. Gig has family.
I'm about to say fans.
I do. I have many fans.
She has many fans. Lots of people that want to see her, and I fully respect it, and I grabbed her for the Monday.
Nabbed, and slabbed.
What a snag.
What a snag. That would have been
snag better. For the snack.
Yeah, yeah, actually, today's a really special episode.
Why?
Today we're... Oh, this will not make any sense for anyone just listening to the podcast, but if you watch the video, this will make sense. Today we're interviewing Billie Eilish.
Billie, welcome to the show, Billie.
Hello.
Oh, this is not.
Sing us a song. I don't relate to you.
Wait, there we are. I'm just feeling myself up under here. There we are. I feel like we need to describe this for the people listening. I'm wearing Billie Eilish.
No, Gig. Billie is in the room.
Is Billie in the room with us?
Billie is in the room.
I'm wearing Lily's Billie Eilish closet tee, and the way it's sitting, it looks like she's here.
You've got the mic right.
It's like right. It's literally like weirdly just how I was holding the microphone. It looks like I'm like holding it to her.
Billie is in the room with us.
Welcome
to the show, Billie Eilish.
Do you reckon people always say to her, silly Billie? Is that a common thing or is that an Australian thing?
Maybe it's an Aussie.
You silly Billie.
I feel like it's Aussie. If you're listening from another country, let us know if you say that in your culture. Welcome back to another episode of the Lazy Girl Guide.
Lazy Girl Guide. Do you remember... Throwing it back to the early days when Lily and I were like, let's do a podcast. And we made an intro.
Stop.
And it was awful. I wonder if I could find it.
I'd be dying.
I think it's on my computer.
Gig. We had this whole like...
Yeah, we like, because we listened to the Call Her Daddy one, and like, that's a good one.
It is, but probably a professional
made that.
Where
it's like, call her daddy.
And it builds up the hype.
Yeah, and ours was so shit. I think we made it like a phone call. It was like, hi, hello, shall we get into it?
Oh, yuck.
It was awful. You're so lucky we got rid of that.
I would be cringed out if we actually made that our intro, but we had just introed into GarageBand, and there was all these settings. It's like
there's all these preset things.
Is such a cool platform for, I feel like, actually creative musical people,
which is not us.
So we thought we were the shit, like with these like settings and this robot voice. Oh, we have to find it. Maybe I could listen to it
and come out alive.
Yeah, okay, maybe we won't show it.
Oh, I feel like we have to.
Actually, I'm cringing.
If we find it, we'll show it. But also, I think we maybe deleted it because we were like, this so needs to die a very quick death.
I think I have it somewhere.
Can I just say, though, I think we made it one. We caught up every week. And I think we made it 1 week. We were like, this is so good. And then the next week, when we listened back to it, we were like,
Oh my God.
Oh, Who did we think we were? I think, but it also took us so long.
Yeah.
So I think by the end of it, we were so tired, and it was just like, yeah.
The self-confidence.
Please tell me everyone's had a moment like that in their life where, like, in the moment, you're like...
It's when you take a really hot photo on a night out, and you're like, yeah, I look hot. And then the next day, you're like sweaty and ugly.
Yeah, you look at the photo, and you're like, did anyone get that photo of me in the booth? And everyone's like, yeah. And then they send it, and it's the same one I have. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
I really did
so
look
that
like
was that. The one. That was the one where I felt hot.
Yuck. We've all had those moments, I'll tell
Sad.
You. Any lazy moments of the week?
I mean, it's been a very Buzz Club Next Place No Sleep week, so not really.
I hope everyone gets that reference. Yeah, it has been a hectic week.
My lazy moment of the week is every time I have a moment, like, alone or... Like, I'm just yawning now because I'm tired. But every time I have a moment alone or every time I stop, I go to sleep.
Amen. Like, I don't really have anything to say about
that. My lazy moment of the week.
My lazy moment I had recently, I was very hungover and I woke up in the morning. You know when you're really hungover, you wake up super early for some reason? Like, your body just, yeah, like, 6 a.m.
Apparently there's, like, a full science thing behind that.
I believe that. I would love to know what that is, because I woke up, felt disgusting. I was like, do I do a tacky vom? Like, how do I overcome this? Woke up for maybe, it was probably an hour, and then I put myself back to sleep. And I woke up feeling so much better. So I think that is the signs. When you wake up, it's a false wake. It's a false wake-up call. So you actually should go back to sleep, peoples. And then, you know, when that I just want to know what that feeling is when
you're... Yeah, but I hate when you are hungover in that state and you wake up and that's the thing, you're like, am I going to throw up? Yes. Like, you can't go back to sleep during that.
Because you feel so ill. But what is it, dehydration? That feeling of, I'm so thirsty, but when I drink water, it makes me feel even more sick. Like, what? Do you know that feeling? Like,
yeah, maybe it is.
Like, something's wrong with me. I need water. I drink a whole cup of water, but it makes me feel worse.
You know what it is? How fast you drink the water.
Probably.
You know, sometimes you, like, scull the water, you feel sick. I reckon it's that. I reckon if you slowly sipped it, you would feel all right. Yeah.
Maybe. But I'm like, is that what true dehydration?
What?
I never said anything.
What was that?
I didn't say anything.
GHD hairstyling. Yeah, sure. I thought it sounded like.
Good hair day. That's what that means, you know. GHD. Good hair day.
Are you serious?
Deadly.
That's so clever.
I know. I only found that out, like, last year. Anyway.
You heard it here first.
You
or
heard
last.
It here first.
Anyway.
So we're 7 minutes in.
We actually did have a structure for today. So, Lily, take her away.
We did. So, Gig and I often have these brainstorming thoughts of what can we talk about on the pod, what's interesting, what's fun in our lives. And I really thought it would be fun. I had a bit of a moment this morning looking through our old files of LGG history. And for those of you...
Because we're coming up to 2 years.
We're some veterans in this park.
2 years of the Lazy Girl brand and 1.5 years of the pod.
Can I just quickly say, we have, this is separate to what I was about to say, but
sorry.
We have a, no, we have a 5-year plan. We have a really amazing structure, yeah. And I feel like 5-year plans, and they're very personal, and I feel like they're very personal and private to those people that have those goals and those aspirations. So I'm not going to say what our 5-year plan is, but I will say, 2 years into our 5-year plan, we said that we were going to reach 10,000 followers on Instagram, and we're currently at 700. So we're really...
I would say... No, but this is a glass half full, glass half empty moment. Are we 700 followers away from 10,000? No, towards 10,000?
That means we have 9,000.
Or are we 7,000... 300 away from... I think I just made it worse. I think my math is off.
You just made that to 8,000 people. Your math is shiny. You meant to say 9,300.
Maybe that's why we said 10,000 followers, because I didn't actually add up the numbers, probably.
We're aiming high and...
And we're achieving low.
Let me tell you something.
Isn't that the saying? Aim high, achieve low?
If we had the time... Okay, that's no excuse. I'm not going to go there.
No, can I just say...
No.
Frankly...
Don't say
frankly, no, I'm still proud of us.
No, I'm proud of us too. No.
I don't make goals to achieve them.
It's just,
I make goals because I don't know what else you're meant to do.
Look, it's a humbling moment for us on reflection. I think we've slayed it still. We're having fun, okay? It's all good, but... The reason...
Your voice is saying one thing and your tone is saying another.
I'm so angry.
It's all good.
I start crying. No, but if you were our OG listener, which I think a lot of you are because you've hung around and you stuck around with
us. And you're related to us.
And you're our sisters. Maybe that's whatever. Thank you so much. But
what, some family, you know who you are.
You know
who
you are.
Was saying they were listening the other day when they were away and like were like, I think they're funny. But is that because I know them? And yeah. Trust me, we think the same thing.
We think we're funny.
We're like, oh, we think we're funny, but is that because it's us?
Is that because we have a bold sense of, you know, who we
are? I think we're funny. And you know what? This ties into what we said last episode. As long as we like it, who gives a flying shit? Boom. We don't care.
Boom, mic drop. So, the reason for this ep, the purpose of this episode was I was going through our old, like I said, LGG history. We have an archive of things. And back in the day, when we first started, we had an amazing website. And it was full of articles and content and just amazing, I think, amazing articles that were so stupid. But they were so stupid they worked. So I really,
we put a lot of effort into those.
No. We spent hours and hours and hours of our time creating. There's so many like fun graphics we created, the content we created. We were like journalists. We were researching. Like we put so much effort. And the only reason why we stopped this was because having a website costs a lot of money.
So much money.
And
we just so much time doing these fucking articles. Like, oh my god.
We just thought, what are we getting out of it? I'm not sure. So we moved it to the podcast so we could verbally speak our thoughts rather than writing them down because that seemed way less.
And we kept spelling everything wrong.
So many spelling errors.
So many people would screenshot and send us the thing and be like, you spelt this wrong. Or, this is punctuated wrong. And we're like, frankly, didn't proofread it.
Frankly, my dear. I don't give a damn.
Frankly, my dear.
But yeah, so I just wanted to kind of go through that previous articles.
Yeah.
And anyway, sorry, the website was shut down because we needed money to stop spending all of our money. It was very expensive. So I just wanted to kind of go through our article ideas. And just if you hear any of these ideas and you want to be sent the article, we're so...
We don't have a website, but we'll send you the Google Doc.
We will send you the Google Doc that has all of the archival information. I just think it's so good, and I just want to kind of run through briefly what they were. We can kind of go one each.
Yeah, okay, here you go.
So the first article that we created, we did 30, by the way.
30, damn, did we?
30 article ideas. I don't know if a lot of them went to fruition, but we had ideas. So the first one was ways to use your hair dryer other than drying your hair. So this included ironing your clothes. And clothes is spelled C-L-O-S-E. telling you, spelling was not our forte.
At least we're pretty.
And like you could dry your makeup brushes. You could heat up your eyelash curler. You could warm up your bed. And the best one was blow away crumbs off your desk.
That's actually brilliant.
Isn't that?
Iron your clothes. I've actually done that many times. The trick is have it a little bit damp.
Ah.
If you flick some water on there and then iron it.
Yes, okay.
The next one was the bare minimum skin routine. And that was because we actually got some product recommendations from yours truly being Lily. And
from a skincare expert, which is apparently me.
And it was the bare minimum. And I think the bare minimum was basically cleanse and moisturize, which...
that is an amazing bare minimum.
To this day, that's all I do. I don't want to do anything else.
And we even separated it by price point.
So yeah, actually, that was a good art. We should put that one up. I think
we're
going to
put that
one
on our Insta because that was really insightful. I really rated it. And along with that article, we kind of created a little chart that said how to identify
that
your skin
type. That was also a really good one. We will post that too.
So we can kind of, we will post it. So you could identify what your skin type was so you could buy the skincare routine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was brilliant. Anyway.
We're so clever.
What's the next one?
We were trying to be Goop. And then we realised we didn't have the money that Gwyneth Paltrow did.
No.
So then we would just dupe.
We would...
that was clever.
Gig just looked at me. Sorry, Gig just looked at me like, damn, I really did that? She duped the goop. Okay.
Anyway.
Good job.
Next is how to make your... I'm gonna start again. Tips to make your morning routine easier. And I do remember one of these was set your alarm 5 minutes earlier than you need to get up because then that's your like snooze time and then you always think, oh shit.
Gigs.
You have like you always have 5 minutes more than you actually do. And I do use that. It's brilliant.
That. It's so good.
Just 5 minutes earlier because 5 minutes doesn't really make a difference to your like sleep, you know, whether you get up at 6:55 or 7.
Mm.
But when you're getting ready, 5 minutes does make a difference. Mm-hmm. So, that one is actually genius. I love it. And then I think we had some weird other shit in there too.
Oh, maybe we have to spend a whole, episode just, talking each article in depth. No,
okay. Maybe.
You're like, no, we won't do that. Next one, Lazy Girl Guide to Low Maintenance Dressing. And this was came from Gig because she was
the queen of low maintenance dressing.
It was like dressing in patterns. So if you get dirty,
then you don't have to. You wash can't it see it because it blends into the pattern. Ooh, you got to pick your pattern right though.
This is true.
Then the other was wear knitted things because knitted things don't crease.
Uh huh. And if you make a hole in the knit, it's like that's a style.
It's a style. Look at bloody half of some of the collections out there.
This is true.
There was. Oh, and then always wear black because, again, you can't see stains.
Yeah, as well as colour. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. That was a good article, and that is how I live insightful. My life. Okay, next was Ultimate Lazy Snacks, Minimum Effort, Maximum Impact. And we actually did do an episode on this with Hope.
Throwback.
Shout out.
If you want to hear what that article entailed, Snack Apps with Hope D.
Snack Apps with Hope D. That was a good one. And that was the key takeaway of that one is the pre-snack snack.
The pre-snack snack.
The snack you have while you're looking for the snack.
Mm-hmm. That's very important so you don't overbuy. Next one, Lazy Girl Guide to Drinking More Water in a Day. And I'm pretty sure this one just said, buy a bigger bottle of water.
Some of these articles I think people need to know were literally a sentence. And that one literally was just...
A whole...
Buy a bigger water bottle.
A whole page of just one dot point.
My favourite article was the one... Where it was how to survive a rainy day.
Oh.
And it literally says...
It linked to a song.
You don't. And then it linked to Hilary Duff. Let the rain fall down and break my dreams. That was the whole article.
Yeah. That was... It was genius. That was one of our proudest moments.
It literally was probably my favourite article. Next. Is it me or you?
Yeah.
Oh, next article was... Lazy Girl Stretches You Can Do From Your Bed. Oh, and we got the very special Steph in to actually give us some proper tips.
From a genuine, qualified physiotherapist.
Yeah, and always consult your doctor. But Steph did an amazing job at giving us some great stuff. So that actually was backed in fact.
Boom.
And the stretches were great. I still do them in my bed.
We created graphics for them. We did so
Your graphics were so good.
Guys... Throw back to the graphics. The ultimate... This is one of our first original ones.
Yeah. We had a photo shoot for this one.
We spent 8 hours of a day just doing this photo shoot, but it was the Ultimate Lazy Girl Guide bedside table. And it was just telling you what to put on your bedside table. We won't go into it because the OGs will know.
The true tip is... Popcorn. Doesn't
always
go
have a snack.
When in doubt, snag it out.
The next one was the guide to the best pillows. This really derived from Gig's quite extensive knowledge with pillow
I'm
making,
really
pillows.
Fussy with pillows. Mm-hmm. And the best pillow is a boomerang pillow because it's two pillows in one.
And we freaking made, again, the freaking graphics.
Man.
Where are they? I just need to quickly...
Why are you scrolling through? I remember the graphics.
A feather pillow,
dude,
pillow,
I would never
pillow,
forget
boomerang.
These graphics. The boomerang pillow is the best.
The freaking
and if
boomerang.
You don't have a boomerang pillow, you're not living life.
That's me, and I need to get one.
Well, you heard it here first. All right, next was makeup packs. A curated makeup pack, easy to buy makeup products depending on your skin type.
This one never saw the light of day.
This never did see the light of day.
Because
it was too... We took so long to do the graphics of the skincare one that we didn't have it in us for the other one.
We were lazy.
We were true. Can I just say, never call your business the Lazy Girl Guide because you'll use it as an excuse to do literally nothing. Because that is us. We're like, we can't do that. If we don't do something, we're like, God, we're so true to our brand.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing about us. You can never say we don't uphold our brand identity.
We don't, if anyone breathes and lives their own brand, it's us. We had a guide to staying home when you're sick. The star factor of this article was get a, one of those, disabled people's, sorry, not disabled people's, the impaired people's grabbers. The stick grabbers.
I don't think they're for impaired people. I think they just grab.
No, they are.
Are they actually
impaired? If you Google them, they say for impaired people.
Oh, wow.
Which, respect, but it was to get the grabbers.
Yeah.
And grab
things.
Grab things.
Okay, then there was how to throw a housewarming party, get a free bag of popcorn, house hacks, and in brackets said pull ideas from family because clearly Lily and I had never run a house. So we were like, we don't know what we're doing.
We never owned anything, so.
No. Then it was how to get jobs done. Clearly we didn't know how to do that one because we never wrote that article. Then was...
this wasn't really an article, but it was just a fact.
this document is a really accurate description of Lily and I, as in it doesn't make sense and it's not finished and there's a lot of just thoughts on a page.
This one, it just says, if you set yourself up with low expectations, people are always surprised.
Whether that was for us to remember or an article or to tell people,
that's what we'll never know from us. Spotify playlist to match your mood.
We still have those up and they're really fucking good.
They're really good. Guide to working from home. I need that now in my life because I work from home, but we never wrote that.
Why does it say avoid camera at all costs?
I don't know, because being in front of a camera is very imperative to working from home, so I don't know how we...
But whose camera? Yeah. Avoid the camera at all costs. Hilarious.
I don't know.
Then it was the bare minimum makeup look, which really was a lot like the other one. The lazy guide to create the best cheese board. That one slapped. I made that cheese board.
And you ate it.
And I did eat it. It was for research. productive procrastination. That was actually also a really good article. We should post that graphic. It was the trophy cabinet. And it was like procrastinate bake, yes. Procrastinate clean, procrastinate make. Yeah, procrastinate walk. God. That was a good one. Then it was the lazy picnic.
We never got around to that.
How to survive a rainy day. We already told you that was Hillary Duff. Yeah. Foolproof way to leave an event. And that was the one that just said smoke bomb.
Smoke bomb. No, the idea, and I tell people to this day, how to smoke bomb an event and how to do it successfully. And it's derived from an episode of The Office where Jim goes to that party and his aim of the game was he wanted to get out of there as quick as he could. So you have to prove that you were at the party. So you take photos with as many people as you can. So the next day, when you're asked about the party, you can say, yeah, I was there. Look how much fun I had.
Oh, that's clever.
But really, you were there for 5 minutes.
You know what my key tip is?
What?
You leave, but always tell one person that you're leaving so that no one then goes,
Oh
my God, is she okay, guys? We've lost gig. It's like, oh, no, she left.
She had diarrhea. She gotta go.
She'd always have diarrhea. No one questions diarrhea.
They really don't.
Then it was lazy travel hacks.
That
did actually sell something to someone. Someone bought the packing cubes. I remember them telling me. They're like, oh, I read that and I actually went and bought some packing cubes.
It was our
commish. We don't do it for the money.
We don't. We don't. Although we would like some.
Well, we will.
Another one was just how to fake having life together until you do. That was a pretty intense article. We love that. And then we both have endometriosis, so we wanted to
to spread some awareness about that.
Never got around to it, of course. And then the last one, which is not important, but it's exercises you can do from the couch or chair.
Which was like exercises you could do for your bed, but clearly we were running out of ideas. Is that all of them?
That's all of them.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe that? Wow. Freaking slayed the game. Like, that is a lot.
We did so many.
That's a lot of content, and that's a lot of... We just spent a lot of time on this. We have merch ideas. We've got content creation ideas.
Hey,
we've got
our five-year
plan. Like, we're really... I think... I don't know.
We're crushing it.
I'm really proud of us, and I think to have these moments now where we can have reflection, and I'm glad we've saved a lot of this because...
We're big on reflection. We do love reflection.
Mm-hmm. But it's just good to see. And I think it's such a lull. But yeah, if anyone wants those articles, we will send them to you.
We might even post some. We had a lot of graphics that like definitely shouldn't go to waste because we spent a lot of time.
We literally saved everything. I think we used to post the articles on the Insta, and I feel like we need to start that again.
Yeah, well, it took us a fucking long. No, but you know what? Even then, in those graphics, there were spelling mistakes. Spelling is not our forte.
Guys, watch this space. We're really gonna step up our game on these articles. Maybe we can... No, I was gonna say we can rewrite them.
No, we wrote them at once, never again. But can I just say, key takeaway is if you want to start writing articles, maybe invest in, like, some kind of program that proofreads for you and have money that will pay for, or don't just use a website you don't have to pay for. We probably should have done that, but we were like,
imagine if ChatGPT was around when we did this.
Do people get it to write? Oh my god, we could have gotten it to write the articles. I get what you mean now. Damn, if the articles come back, you know why. And you know we're not, and if they're spelt right, you know we didn't write it.
Oh wow. What a fun time.
What a good reminisce on the Lazy Girl Guide coming up to 2 years of LGG. We live, laugh, love her.
Guys.
And we are actually, can I just say, on our 5-year plan was like to sell some things. And I think coming this year, watch this space.
Watch this space. Keep an eye on our socials. We've got some cool stuff.
We'll stop wearing banties. Banties. It's Billie Eilish tee. I feel like that counts as bantie. Am I cool? Am I cool yet? We'll start wearing our own shit. You know?
Watch this space.
Sorry, I just hit a wall. I'm kind of tired.
Guys, we've been back-to-back episodes. We've done 2 episodes. It's a big day for us.
I think I gotta go.
I think it's time to wrap it up. And with that, we say live, laugh, love, you know? And
live, laugh,
lazy. Live, laugh, lazy. You know what, guys? Stay lazy and long live the Lazy Girl Guide.
I like that. That's my favorite outro we've ever done.
We love you.
We love you.
We'll see you next step.
We love our bread. We love our butter. But that's not it.
But most of all, we're lazy.
Well, most of all, we love our lazy. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Lil.
Bye.
Bye.